Hey, this is Dan Kalansky, and I'm about to show you a little bit about how to set up WordPress, especially if you're on a budget, but it's important to watch this video if you're going to be hiring a web designer, because you're going to want them to implement some of these technologies that I'm about to talk to you about. There's three main things I want to cover. The first one is how to actually get WordPress installed on your web host. The second one is how to get a theme installed in WordPress, which is important if you're going to be designing your site by yourself. And the final one is plugins, which is one of the most important pieces that WordPress has to offer to us. So let's talk about getting WordPress actually installed. Now, we mentioned in another video, and I'm not going to be able to go into too much more detail in this one, that in order to get WordPress installed on your web host, you should be looking for something called one-click installs. And I know that Chris spoke about this in a previous video, so I won't go into too much more detail, but here's the bottom line. To get WordPress installed, you should find your web host support number and call them and get them to walk you through the process of getting it installed. If you're not going to be using a web designer to put your website together, then that is the best thing that you could possibly do, because every single web host is different for getting WordPress set up. Which, once WordPress is installed, you're going to see something similar to what I have up on the screen right now. Now, GenNext Media, this is the GenNext Media website. This is our back end of WordPress, and you can see that what I've done is I've gone to gennextmedia.com/wp-admin. This wp-admin section is going to be on every WordPress site. This is how you get to the admin panel. So it's yourdomain.com/wp-admin. And once you go there, it'll take you to a login screen. You'll use the username and password that you were provided with when you first logged on. And then the first thing you'll want to do once you set up is go to your users section, and then go to authors and users. And then you'll find, we have several accounts here, but you'll find your account, and then you'll edit that account. So this is my account. And you'll change the password, because the main password that you get with WordPress is one that's like nigh impossible to remember. You can change it to a password of your choosing. So once that's set up, so you just update it, you click update profile, you could add in a name if you want. Wow, my name is spelled totally wrong. And you can choose what you want to display your name publicly as. I'll go ahead and do that. Once that's all done and you're updated, then there's the next thing you need to do is you need to work on the front end of your site. Now, GenNext Media is not a brand new website, so we already have selected a theme and done that, but I'm going to go ahead and show you how to set up and install a theme. This is the front end of GenNextMedia.com right now. We've fleshed it out, we've put in a bunch of content, we have drop down menus, videos, and all that kind of stuff. So this is a website that's been quite filled out. But what you do is, what you'll see probably is a bunch of these menus will be collapsed, so you won't actually see much. You can see that we have quite a few plugins installed. But you'll go to the appearance one. So right there. You'll drop that down, or not plugins, appearance, my bad, and you'll go to themes. Now, depending on your web host, you might have a selection of themes that you can choose from. As you can see, we only have a few. We have the WordPress default theme, which would make our site look like this. This is what your website will look like when you first install it. As you can see, it's quite a bit different than it was on the front page here. This is what it looks like now. You can see we've done quite a bit of work to it. We also have this one called WordPress Classic, which is another theme. The beauty about WordPress is that the themes allow you to quickly change how your website looks. And so, yeah, this is pretty wild here. As you can see, this theme makes our site look a little bit more like a blog than like a website. But in order to get new themes, all you have to do is click Add New Themes, which is beautiful because now you have a selection of tons and tons of themes that you can take and mess with and work with. as a note, if you're going to use one of these themes that you pull out here, you are probably going to have to learn a little bit of HTML in order to work with the site. I recommend a website called W3 Schools, which is amazing for learning HTML. Where is it? They have it here somewhere. Oh, there it is. Learn HTML. And they have a whole bunch of training tutorials, and you're welcome to look through that anytime you wish. But if you want to just look through and maybe pick a theme that kind of looks like what you want your website to look like, then you could have a web designer go in and change that theme around. Or if you're using our StudioPress package, then they're going to provide you with a theme, and you won't even need to worry about this. But you can search the themes. You can look at featured themes or the newest themes. So let's take a look at the featured themes. These are some of the themes that are available on the web. Some of these look pretty cool. You can browse through them and pick a theme that you like. This one looks kind of neat. It looks okay. What they do is they show you on the theme, when you're previewing a theme that isn't installed, they'll kind of show you what everything looks like. So this is like the title of a post. This is a post. This is what a heading looks like. A heading number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6. This is a paragraph. Those kind of things. What lists look like. So you can kind of get a feel for what your website might look like. This theme's okay. But what we can do is, once we have a theme that we like, let's take a look at this one real quick. Come on. There we go. Oh, that looks nice. That's kind of cute. Let's try this one out. You can click install on the link under it. Let's go ahead and install. And then you can preview it or activate it on your website. And it's really that easy. This is what our site might look like with this new theme installed. That's pretty hot. It's not perfect, but you know, it'd take a little bit of work to get it kind of moving in the direction we want it to, but you kind of see how this might look now. Let me go ahead and close that out. I'm not going to change our themes now because we've already put in all of our work, but that's sort of how it works. It's a pretty simple process to install a new theme on your website. So once your themes are installed, you can just activate the one that you want and you can switch between them. Once you've installed the theme, then you can modify it a little bit. You can add widgets to your theme. And themes come with different sidebars. Sometimes there's only one, and that's just the main sidebar. And that's this section here. Right here is our sidebar. This is one widget. And then this right here is a second widget. And widgets provide just kind of an extended capability for your WordPress site. So, and you can see we have two more widgets right here, one and then two, where we have our articles and our press releases. And widgets can do all kinds of crazy things. We have a couple of widgets here. Here's our enhanced recent posts widget, which I'll show you how to get this kind of widget on your site. You can choose from any number of available widgets. We have a few extra ones here because we've installed some plugins, which I'll tell you about in a second. But these are pretty cool widgets right here. So you can just kind of click and you just drag them over, and now our archives are installed. And they have some options. You can add a title. Each widget is a little bit different. The calendar widget is a little bit different. You see it just has a title. This is a special widget that we've installed that allows us to put some code into our post, so you probably won't be using this one, but you kind of get the idea. And then this, our particular theme, has several sidebars which we can use, so that's really nice. It's very useful for us. But your theme that you select, if you choose one of the free ones, will probably have one, maybe two, or maybe three sidebars, and you can kind of customize those, and it'll change different pieces of your website. A sidebar doesn't necessarily have to be in the side either. I've seen them on the bottom of the website, where they go across the bottom. I've also seen them on the top of the website, where they go across the top of the site as well. So, but the widgets are very important for the customization of your site. Once you set up your some widgets and stuff, you can also change. You can add pages to your site, and so like we've added several pages, but pages are static content on your site that doesn't change often. It's not your blog, because WordPress was originally designed to be a blog. So that is posts, and that's this whole menu up here. You can mess with different posts for your site. Pages are a little bit different, and you can add new pages. So we've added a home page. You just click add new to add a new page. We have a home page and several pages under that, and we have quite a site structure that we've set up here. And you can set what the parent of a certain page is. So like business marketing ideas is the child page of the home page. So when our menu shows up, you can see there's our home page, and then business marketing ideas is a child page of that. Let's go ahead and add a new page real quick, and I'll show you what that might look like. Up here you put your page title. So this is my special page. That would be the title of the page. So when you're on the site, the title shows up here in your browser up top, and it also, depending on your theme, might show up above the content on the page. In our case it doesn't, but that's sort of what that might look like. Let me get back here. So this is the name of the page. Once you set up a name, you can add some content to your page. So you just type it in, blah, 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 this is my content. Then you can add in some tags, which I have around here somewhere. Oh, there are no tags on pages. I'm sorry. My bad. You can. There's a bunch of options here which will be available to you once you install some plugins, and I'll discuss with you in a moment how to get those installed. But if you have like the Platinum SEO Pack installed, or All-in-One SEO Pack, you're going to want to add a title and a description to your page. There's the description box. The title is the thing that shows up top, as I mentioned before. The description is the description that shows up when your site shows up in search engine results. So as I mentioned in my previous video, your description needs to be action-oriented to get people to click on your link in the search engine results, or else it's all for naught. Keywords, you don't necessarily need to put your keywords in here. I have heard that keywords, there's a special code that this would insert into your site's HTML code that would list out your keywords for the search engines. But last I checked, that doesn't really do anything for you except tell your competition what you're trying to optimize your website for. So that's not really worth a whole lot anymore, at least not these days, because it got abused, and so Google stopped using it. Once you're done, you can publish your page, and then your page will be available in the Edit Pages section to edit. So you can add in all kinds of things to your pages, and it's just a real fabulous system. Once you have a page installed, if you want to switch your main page from a blog to a home page, so like let's say you created a page called Home, then you can go to the settings drop down, click on Reading, and then you can change what the front page displays from your latest posts to a static page, and then you can set your front page and what they call your post page, which is your blog. We don't actually have a special page set up for our blog. We use something else that's a little bit more custom made on our site, but you will probably only need to just say, you just create a page, add a title to it, and you don't even need to add any text, just save it, and then you can set that as your post page and it will replace it with the blog. So then what happens is your website will start to build a menu for you, so you would have home and blog, and then you can click through and actually see that stuff. So that's fabulous. And you just click Save Changes when you're done. The other thing you need to do when you're first setting up your site is set up permalinks, which I believe has already been mentioned in a previous video. And you want to set them up so that they look a little bit like that. That's what you want to type in as custom structure. Because then when you click on a post, instead of adding in all this extra stuff like the date and everything, it just puts the name of the post, actually writes it out in the URL, which is fabulous for search engine optimization, because when people link to you, they will have put your keywords into the link to your site, which will make your site rank for the keywords you want it to rank for. So that's always a real benefit. I think that covers the basic setup with the theme and the widgets and setting up some initial pages. There's a lot more to be learned here. I encourage you to poke around. It's not going to be... It's not too easy to break the site, so I don't think you have too much to worry about. You can always undo what you do to WordPress, so you can kind of mess around with that. And if you have any questions, you are always welcome to contact us through the comments box under this video, or also through the Contact Us links on any of our websites, the Surefire Social site, or the Total Access Club, or even through GenNext Media, which is our main website. And we'd be happy to help you in a little bit more detail on getting WordPress running. Plugins is the next thing I wanted to cover, and the reason I want to do a video on plugins or do like a section on plugins is because there are a lot of best practice plugins that we use here at GenNext, which you will not necessarily hear about in other places. These are plugins that I've collected, that Chris has collected through building about, well, we've built about 6 websites in the last 2 weeks, and we use the plugins to help those websites really rocket forward quickly. We did not want to we wanted to be able to perform functions easily on our websites without necessarily having to dive into code every time we wanted to make a change to our site. This allowed it so that, you know, not just our tech-savvy people can modify the websites, but our non-tech-savvy people can also make modifications, and that's what these plugins helped with. So let's talk about our plugins for a second. I'm going to go into each of them in at least minor detail so that you can kind of see what the plugin is, what it does, and why it's important, and then we'll move from there. So our website, GenNext Media, has most of these plugins I'm about to talk about installed, but there's a few that we don't have yet because I built a list based on all the sites that we've done, and so I'm going to show you quickly how to add a plugin first. If you click installed under plugins, you can drop the box down, then you'll see all the plugins that are installed on your site. Your site will come with a few plugins installed, but not activated. So in order to activate a plugin that's installed, you just click the little activate link under the plugin. Any plugin that is grayed out has not been activated. Any plugin that's white on the background has been activated. And you can see, because it says deactivate as the link. Once a plugin is installed, you can turn it on and off, much like a switch with the activate and deactivate buttons, so it's really simple. We have quite a few plugins installed on this website to make it really bend to our will, because we want this website to appear as a very professional, powerful website. As an aside, it's good to note that you don't always need to have a ton of plugins installed on your site for it to do well. You just need the ones that are important for what you need to get done. So that's just something that's nice to know. You know, you don't necessarily need to have this like behemoth plugin website, because plugins do slow your site down and they sometimes make it a little bit more difficult to work with. So just install the plugins that you need to use and then move on from there. So let's go ahead and install a new plugin. I'm going to add a new plugin called Pro Player, which allows me to easily import videos into my site. And so in order to do that, what you do is you click Add New, and then it takes you to a search box, and you can search for just about any plugin that you want. So if I type in Pro Player, you can see that it popped up down here for me because I've searched for it several times in the last couple of weeks. And you can just click Search Plugins. And then it shows up as one of the top results. So lucky for us, it's right there. And it gives a description. It gives a rating of the plugin based on what other people have experienced. And it also gives us some actions, in this case, to install. So if we click Install, it'll pop up with another box that gives us a more detailed description of the plugin. And you can surf through these and kind of see what they have to say. Sometimes they give you some instructions on how to use the plugin, which is fabulous. Like this one gave us some directions, although they kind of stretched over into the other box, but you know how that goes. When you're ready to use it, they have an FYI box, which is important too. And it tells you the author, which is great, but it'll also tell you what the plugin is compatible up to. In this case, this plugin is compatible up to WordPress version 2.8.1, which is actually not the current version of WordPress. So that's important to note because we're on 2.8.4, which in this case it's not a problem, but sometimes plugins can break your site. So just keep that in mind. If you see, you know, you can install any plugin that you want, and unless WordPress detects an error, it won't stop you. But you could break your site with plugins, so just don't go plugin crazy. You know, if you use the ones that I recommend, you should be okay, and you shouldn't have any problem. But if you want to test out some other plugins that you see from other people around the web, then you know, do so at your own risk. Just know that. Check the compatible up to field so that you know that you're in the right, you know, you're not installing a plugin that's going to blow your site up. In this case, I know that Pro Player works, so I'm going to go ahead and install now. And Pro Player will be downloaded to my website. And then I just click Activate Plugin. And I now have access to all of the special stuff that Pro Player, the plugin, provides, which in this case is a special video player for my site. So if I were to write a new post, let's add a new page, actually. Let me just show you what this might look like. Pro Player installs a button right on your dashboard here for writing new posts and pages, and you click Add Video by using Pro Player, and we can just grab a video. Let's just go to YouTube real quick and grab a video from YouTube and see what it looks like. I have no idea what this video is, but that is A-okay. Let's add it to our page. Enter your video. No, we don't need that. This is the size of the video in pixels. You can just leave it at the default for now. That's the type. You can add MP3 files if you want. Let's go. All right, we've installed Pro Player. So let's see what that might look like. We can preview that. As you can see, Pro Player has put a player window in place of this little bit of code that it put into our site. And now we can actually play that video, and it'll come through right from YouTube. So instead of us having to deal with embedding YouTube videos, which have all kinds of ads and stuff, we now have a Pro Player, a special player that we can use for videos on our site. So this is a great plugin that you can use, and it's one of the plugins that I recommend. I really enjoy using Pro Player, and it's also the player that we use on the Total Access Club for the video that you're watching right now. So we'll go ahead and cancel out of that. Let's go ahead and add some other plugins. Another plugin that's worth installing is called My Page Order. Let's go ahead and get to the site here. There we go. It's three different plugins. There's one called Category Order, there's one called Page Order, and there's one called Link Order. I actually don't have Page Order installed, so let's go ahead and install that. So we just type in Page Order. Go. Page Order is actually one of the most important ones that you can get. My Page Order, here it is right here. We'll just go ahead and install it. It's compatible up to 2.8.3. Typically what you'll find if it's compatible up to 2.8, that's the current main version of WordPress, then you're going to be okay. But they are releasing 2.9 soon, so some of the plugins may not work with 2.9. So you just have to make sure that it's been updated recently enough that it doesn't cause any problems for WordPress. Let's go ahead and install that. Then we'll activate it. Okay, so that's installed now. And now under our Pages menu, we can now go to My Page Order. And now we can actually dynamically reorganize our menu on our site, which is fabulous. So let's take a look at that. Okay, so we're looking at all of our pages here. There's the page that I just made. Pro Player example, Surefire Social Marketing System, our business's blog, About Us. Now we could actually reorganize these pages by just clicking and dragging them around, and we can kind of shuffle them a little bit. But if you want to do it like that, I'm not going to order these pages because I don't want to actually do it that way, but you know, if your pages aren't in the order that you want them to be in, you can use this tool to reorganize them in a way that actually makes sense to your business. Alright, so let's move on to the next section of plugins. The next plugin is called Contact Form 7, which is awesome. Let's go ahead back to the install plugins. And you can install this plugin. We don't need to install it because it's already on this site, but you would need to install it. There's two plugins that you would need to install. One would be Contact Form 7, so you just go to Add New, and then type in Contact Form 7, and then select it from the list to install. And then also really simple CAPTCHA, which allows you to add in those, type in the letters to leave a message. And you can see what that looks like by visiting our contact page. Let me go ahead and show you that. Okay, so let's take a look at this form here. You can see this is what the Contact Form 7 looks like. I have a simple form that's just like, you know, contact us, your name, your email, your message. And then this is the really simple CAPTCHA plugin. It adds, like, you know, type in these letters so that, you know, that way a computer can't fill this form out and send us spam, because that's the number one way that you can get spam through your website is by having a form without one of these kind of things where you have to type the letters in. It's annoying to the visitors. I wish that there was a better way to do it, but there really isn't. So it's something that we really should have installed on all of our contact forms. In the plugins section, once you install it, it installs a little drop-down menu here, and you can go there to edit contact forms, and you can create multiple forms. It gives you a whole bunch of like random code here, but what you can do is you can copy it. So, like, you know, your name, we could copy this and we could make another field here, and then we could generate a tag. So let's generate like a text field, and we will add in let's make this your company. So you would change that. This little star, well, this we can just delete because we're going to replace it in a second with that field generator. And we can add it in. The name will be your company. We don't really need to add anything else. It doesn't need to be required. It's not required. And then it just says copy this code and paste it into the form on the left. So we can just highlight it, copy it, and paste it. And now we have another field to our form. So it's pretty easy to set up. Then you can change kind of like where it's being sent to, who it's from. This will be by default. It says your name and then in parens your email. So it's you know, the name that they entered in and then the email address that they entered in. So that's who it comes from, and then you can set a subject line. By default, this will be your subject because they have a subject line, so people could actually write the subject in. And then you can create the message that you will receive. So in this case, it says message body, your message, which is the message that they give to us. So it's you might have to watch that little piece over again to understand it completely, but ultimately this is about the easiest way you can add a contact form to your site. If you don't want to mess with it, just use the default one that comes with the plugin, and then it says right up at top, it says copy this code and paste it into your post, page, or text widget that you want to have your contact form on. So you would just copy this code and then paste it into your post. Okay, so you would just copy this and then paste it into your page. So that's the contact us form. Now, another good plugin that you can install is a widget. Let's go ahead back to the installed plugins page that you can use on your widgets page, which I described earlier, and it's called Enhanced Recent Posts. And you can just search for that name exactly and then put that onto your site, and that's a fabulous plugin to have, and that allows you to add widgets onto your site that have different you can pull from a specific category. So in this section I have a enhanced recent post widget here that just pulls from my articles category, and then another one that just pulls from my press releases category. Or you can do other kinds of things. You can increase or decrease the number of recent posts that it pulls. You can randomize them if you want, so that it's not actually recent posts, it's just random posts. And there's a whole bunch of other options that you can use in that widget. And you would just go to the widget section and then drag it into your sidebar that you want it to be in. And you can have any number of them. You can drag it multiple times. Another great one is exclude pages from navigation. This allows us, as you build your menu to your site, you're going to add many pages. And some of the pages you won't necessarily want to have in your main bar up here. You just want to include them on your site and then link to them. Like, for instance, if you have a special offer and you want to have a page where you send people to on your site just for that special offer, then you want to be able to make sure that it doesn't show up in your main navigation. And what that does is... that puts a little box, I'll go ahead and show you, on your, when you're authoring a new page, it adds a little box down here that says include this page in user menus, and it's by default is checked, but if you uncheck it, then it just disappears and it's out of the menu, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. So that's a fabulous plugin also. Another good one is called Google XML Sitemaps. Once you install it, you shouldn't have to do anything else with it, but I'll just show you real quick. Google XML Sitemaps is the ultimate, it adds a little menu option under settings called XML Sitemap. It's the ultimate search engine ranking plugin. When you make an update to your site, it will build a special sitemap, which looks like a little bit like this, and it will submit this sitemap to the top three search engines. It's not always successful, but that's okay. Google, Bing, Ask.com, and it will also, if you set it up, you have to do some stuff with Yahoo, but you can set it up to submit to Yahoo as well. And that will notify the search engines that your website is easily searchable and that they should send out one of their web crawlers to check out your site. And it lists every page on your site, what the priority is of that page, the change frequency, and the date it was last changed. And it's really, really clean and simple, and the search engines love it. And they will just eat it up. Once you install it, you shouldn't have to do anything with it. The next time you add a page or a post to your site or edit a page or a post, then your sitemap will automatically be built and submitted to the search engines just completely behind the scenes. So it's an excellent plugin, but you can look through the settings if you want to read through that a little bit. Let's go back to the plugins here. Another great plugin is called Page Links 2, and right here, And what this does is, let's say you want to add an item to your menu, but you don't want it to be a page. Let's say you want to add an item to your menu that links to maybe another website or to your shopping cart that's on another website, not necessarily part of WordPress. Well, that's what Page Links To does, and what it does is, once you install it, let's go ahead and add a new page here so you can see that. Page Links To adds a box, which is around here somewhere, that says point to this URL. So if you point to a URL, like let's say, now whenever anyone clicks this on the link for this page, this is a new one so it doesn't necessarily exist, when they click on the link in the menu, like up here, then it will forward them to Amazon.com instead of going to a page on your site. You can also check a little box that will open this link in a new window, which is awesome. That way you won't be leading them away from your website. We use this heavily on the Total Access Club because I built the menu using pages and then linked them to the lessons, which were actually not pages but posts. So I actually used this within the same website where it was linking to the lessons directly from the pages on the site. So Page Links Too is an excellent plugin and something that you may wish to use in the future. Another good plugin is called Platinum SEO Pack, and I already mentioned how to use this a little bit. It's in the Add New Post, and you can add in a title and you can add in a description. But there's also another one which is much more well known called All-in-One SEO Pack, which is almost exactly the same. The difference between the two of them is that Platinum SEO Pack allows you to have some control over some additional search engine optimization features, which are which we may cover in a later video, but I can't give any guarantees on that. But either one you choose to install is perfectly fine. If your web developer that you're working with says, I'd rather use All-in-One SEO Pack, then go with that, because they both will do a good job. Another great plugin, which you may not need, but if you do choose to use it, is called PrettyLink, which is right here, but it installs a little menu, and you can add a new PrettyLink, and you can create pretty links, quote-unquote, where especially if you're going to use a lot of like Twitter and stuff, if you want to shorten your links, then you can actually use this service to do it. So this will take a long URL, and it will take a URL, and it will shorten it or change it so that it looks like it's part of your website. So like in this case, any link that goes to Surefire Social from our site, we change to gennextmedia.com/surefiresocial. So why would you do this? Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but one of the biggest ones is that now that we have these pretty links, we can track how many people click the link, which is great for tracking purposes, especially if you're going to use a service like Twitter, where you're tweeting all the time and you want to put links up and you want to see if anyone's actually clicking the links that you put up. That's a great way to keep track of that. So in this case, this is a new link, and I actually only included this in one spot, so no one's actually clicked it yet. But it says the number of clicks the link got and the number of unique people who clicked the link. So in this case, it was just one person. So that's a fabulous plugin and one that you may want to consider installing. Another good one is called Sociable, and Sociable is a plugin that adds in. These links down at the bottom where it says, you know, did you like this? Share this with your friends and colleagues, and you can share it on Dig, LinkedIn, Delicious, Facebook, Twitter, Ping.fm, you know, all of the social media networks. You can also print it and email it, which is fabulous, so that if people are looking to kind of plug into the social media world, Sociable just gives you a little bit of a piece of how to do that, and it inserts itself in automatically under every post. But if you do need to modify the settings, you can do so under Settings. You can go down to Sociable and click there. Another good one that's nice is a plugin called SEO Slugs, and you don't actually need to do anything specific with that. But like what it does is if you set up permalinks, which we talked about earlier in this video and also earlier in other videos, is if you type in like if you have a link name that's like the fabulous tour of a city, SEO slugs will change the URL to fabulous tour of city or something like that. It takes out all of the unimportant words from the URL so that you rank better for the in general. So it's kind of like give or take whether you want to do that or not. The last plugin that I would mention is that especially if you're going to use your blog a lot, it's called Akismet, and I think that's how you pronounce it. I always have trouble with this one. Akismet needs to be activated and you need to get a key, and they have a specific process that you can walk through, which I'm not going to walk you through in this video, but you can follow through with it. If you click on this link here, it'll take you to a page where they'll kind of tell you a little bit about how to get started with it and how to use it on your WordPress blog. What Akismet will do is it will block spam, because you get blog spam, which can become quite painful if your blog gets any real serious traction, which if you follow the steps we give you in the ebook and in the Total Access Club, you will get traffic, so you will get spam. So you should have Akismet active. We haven't activated it on Gen X Media yet, but we will shortly. So that's just something that's important to note. I think that covers it for most of the important plugins. That was a lot. That was quite a list. And I'm sure you'll have to watch this video a couple times if you really want to get used to it. But I think I will include a list of the plugins on the menu, on the lesson page of the Total Access Club, so you can view all of the different plugins that are available. And I think that will help a little bit with actually, you know, getting settled with this. Because what you could do is you could just print out the list of plugins, hand them to your web person, and say, "I want these," and that would be helpful for them, because then they would know exactly what you need. But if you're planning on doing this yourself, then this is a DIY guide. You know, you can watch through this video, look at all the plugins, get all the settings. It was a ton of information, I know. I'm sorry about that. But that will help you to really get a handle on how to get WordPress up and running. So I think that about does it for this video. We will have more videos coming very shortly, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. And I know that Chris has been excited about all the stuff that he's been able to share with you as well. All right, good luck, and I'll talk with you soon.